What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV. First full day in the books here in Indy at the 2020 Scouting Combine. I am off in a corner here at the NFL Experience. The media setup is way over on the other side of this huge hall. Not sure about the internet. We'll see if it holds up. If this can't go through or doesn't go through, I'll just reconvene in my hotel room, just a little ways away. But thought I'd try and jump on here. The glorious bench press set behind me. Say hello to everybody chiming in here in the comment section. What's up, everyone? What's up, Nags? Mark, how are you? AM holding up so far? Good. Good to hear. Let's move this so we don't see people walking in and out of that door. Sup? Sup, Carlos? How are you? Do the Packers select Tua if he falls? King, I think that's a very good question. I'll be very surprised if he does fall. Hearing him talk today sure sounds like he's spot on as far as all his hitting all his rehab points. His medical check is coming up in March, early March, pro day, if that all checks out, which they suspect it will, slated for April. I think his draft stock is going to continue to shoot up. You've already seen him in top 10 as a top 10 selection in some mocks. That said, what you see in mocks obviously doesn't reflect how teams feel. If he fell to 30, I think Ryan Gutekunst would have a real interesting choice on his hands. Of course, it all comes down to the medical. That hip is the reason we all talk about him even possibly falling. Obviously, he's going to put the best spin on it as possible. What really matters, though, is Doc McKenzie and the Packers medical staff signing off on it. Obviously, that's why they passed on Miles Jack ultimately. And I would think if they were going to make an investment in a quarterback, they certainly would put him through the paces, McKenzie and company. But hey, if Gutekunst loves the kid and he checks out medically, wouldn't be the biggest surprise in the world at all. What's up, Tim? Ethan, how are you guys? Nags, how many reps are you getting on the bench? Two? Two reps, and that's beer sips, probably. Tua is probably going in top five. Frank, I agree. But everyone thought Aaron Rodgers was going first overall. You never know. Oh boy. Someone's playing some Pink Floyd. What restaurants are you hitting up for dinner this week in Indy? I have no idea. I haven't thought that far. Got the breakfast in the hotel. Lunch here was provided. I have no idea what I'm doing for dinner. We'll see. I'm going to St. Elmo's on Friday, though. That'll be fun. Is this the start of the draft industrial complex? Without question. I've heard Jordan Love as a possibility at 30. Steven, I think that is a possibility. Again, we're going to see these guys on the field in their workouts soon. I think for Love, a lot of it will come down to fit within the scheme. I do think he could thrive in LaFleur's scheme. But as a GM, you're always kind of hedging your bets in the sense that, yeah, you could select him now, but who knows if LaFleur is even the coach the time this kid plays. I know that's a big jump, but we've seen stranger things in the NFL. So you have to feel pretty secure about his skill set and about his ability to develop, regardless of scheme. I think we wait a year for a QB. Thoughts, Tim? I wouldn't surprise me at all. I do think there's some merit to the idea of if you select a quarterback this year and Rodgers ends up playing out his contract, well, he's sat for quite a little bit, and then by the time he plays, it's going to be time to pay him. It might even line up that you have to decide whether to extend Rodgers one last time and or pay whoever you select. And then you have to pay him a significant amount of money, not franchise QB money because he'll never have played, but you'd have to pay him a pretty good chunk of change on a hope and a prayer that he can step in. So, yeah, I do see the idea of waiting one more year. But I also think if there's a guy you love as a GM and you want to get him and you think he's the answer and you think he's the heir, yeah, you go get him because those times do not come around very often, as multiple teams in the NFL can attest. You think Tremont makes the cut again? If they cut him, do they get any sweet cash back? Oh, he's set to be a free agent, I believe. He's got a year left. Hold on a second. I'm pretty sure he's going to be a free agent, but my head is swimming a little bit, so let me make sure I'm not telling tales out of school. Yeah, it was a two-year deal he signed. So now, you know, would they bring him back? Would they want to bring him back? I think the possibility is strong. I think it's going to be interesting to see what they want to do as far as guys like Kadar Holman, Chandon Sullivan, how much faith they want to place in those young guys. But I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that they decide to bring Tremont back for at least one more year. How would you feel about the Packers if the Packers traded for Josh Rosen and had him develop behind Rodgers? Grassi is a fan of it. I kind of am, but I don't know. I talked about that with Tom on his podcast, actually. I think it's a good idea. It'd be very interesting once, again, contract time came around, if Rosen has stepped in at any time after Rodgers got hurt, what you end up having to pay him once his contract is up. But he does have a fifth-year option, so he's under control for three more years. It'd be interesting. And I've had some people push back on that, talking about how horrible Rosen has looked in limited time in the NFL. I mean, A, just look at where he was playing and the cast surrounding him. And B, you know what he looked like? A lot like Aaron Rodgers his first 2 years. People forget, Rodgers did not come into the NFL and instantly light things up. You ask anybody who covered those first couple of training camps, those first couple summers in Wisconsin, they were not great. And remember, he got booed at family night when Favre came back. He had a really rough night that night. Practices were very up and down. He did not just come in and light it up in the NFL. And I think Rosen has the possibility. He's got the skill set to kind of maybe not replicate what Rodgers does, because no one's going to do what Rodgers does. But he could develop on the bench, learning the game, the speed of the game, and then developing and then possibly getting his chance later down the road. I think that's completely realistic. But again, does it happen in Green Bay? The Dolphins have said they want to hang on to him. I don't know how realistic that is if they do end up taking someone like Tua. But we'll see. A lot to play out there. Austin, how's Indy? Any guys standing out to you thus far? Well, yeah, the workouts will be telling us some, we'll start to see some workouts tonight and or tomorrow night. Mostly it's just been media availability so far. They haven't done any of the drills yet. No bench press, no on-field stuff yet. So, but I tell you what, Judy today with the comment, I don't know if you guys haven't heard his clip. I can't do it justice, so I highly recommend going and seeking it out. Someone asked why he was wearing a Star of David around his neck. Go find that clip, because it was hilarious. That's probably stood out the most of all the media availability today. What would you give up for Rosen? A fourth? Yeah, I would. I don't know if the Dolphins would take it, but yeah, a fourth would definitely get it done for me. Money Jefferson at 30? I think it's a distinct possibility. I did see, was it Zach Cruz who tweeted out a USA Today mock where they had like five wide receivers going in the first round? That's a lot of wide receivers. I tend to think GMs are going to wait because of the depth of the draft, and they won't be pouncing on wide receivers early, but the opposite could be true. Maybe because the talent is at the top, they want to make sure they get their guy. So I could see either scenario being played out in April. As far as Jefferson at 30, absolute possibility. I like probably Higgins a little better. That's just me, personal preference, etc. Oh, God. With Crosby being re-signed, does this make it much more unlikely Bulaga gets the payday he wants from Green Bay? Yes and no. I mean, you are limited by what you can do, what you can do financially. I think any deal that they would do would leave enough flexibility if structured the right way, and you have to think Russ Ball is on top of it, to be able to get Bulaga done if they so chose, if that's what Gutekunst wants to do. I can't imagine that deal prohibiting them from doing Bulaga as well. But, the devil is in the details. We'll see on that one. Russ Ball, Pack God. Exactly. Packers need speed. You got that right. No question about it. I don't think there's any question. You watch the NFC Championship game. The biggest difference between those two teams was speed and physicality. And those are two premium attributes that you want on your football team in the NFL. The new cap numbers come in as far as team salary cap. I don't know exactly sure what you're asking as far as how much the salary cap is going to be or how much teams have. It's a bit in flux right now, teams cutting and making moves prior to free agency. But there's no definitive number out there at the moment, I don't think. Tell the floor we say hello. True story, Teddy. Saw him out last night. I was walking by a table at some fine establishment, and I heard Nagler. And I turn around, and there's Matt LaFleur. and talked to him for a little bit. And he had a really nice time. It was him, Sean McVay, a bunch of San Francisco guys, some other guys he knows, and me, which is a little crazy. But yeah, we chatted. I thanked him for coming on the show. I said, hope we can do it again. And he said, definitely going to be on Transplants again. So look forward to that in 2020. Yes, as far as how much each team has, Duke, I would check overthecap.com or Spotrac. They usually have that stuff put together. Did you ask to see Cheesehead TV app on his phone? No, David, I asked I thought of it after I left. But hopefully I'll see him out tonight, and I want to get a clip of it and put it on my Insta. If the Packers need speed, Jalen Reagor from TCU is the week one answer to that problem. Interestingly enough, he mentioned that he has met with the Packers, which isn't in and of itself that crazy, because they probably meet with everybody or as many guys as they can at positions of need, wide receiver obviously being one of them. But he did mention that he spent a lot of time with them. There seemed to be some interest there, and they watched a lot of film in his time with the Packers. So connect those dots as you wish, but I think he's definitely on their radar. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Go lift that. Nobody wants to see that. Trust me. Waller's deflects. Yeah, Waller's definitely deflects. No doubt about it. See if I missed anything here. Okay, guys. I think I'm going to have to jump. I can't thank you guys enough. Oh, sorry. Nitjitsu, I've missed your super chat. Evely had an intriguing post on Twitter that made me wonder, would Green Bay ever look at a QB in the XFL? Yeah, I think they there's no doubt they're looking in at the XFL. I don't think it's their primary driver at the moment. You know, they're all in on the draft, but they're looking at everything. I don't doubt for a second that they will, you know, watch those games and watch those quarterbacks. And if there's a skill set that is intriguing to them, a guy who seems to be in command of the offense, et cetera, yeah, I don't doubt that they would maybe bring a guy in. I mean, that's how Kurt Warner started, right? Albeit that was NFL Europe, but, you know, every league, every place, you got to scour, look for talent. And the XFL, that player group, it's no different. Jose Negler, do you enjoy your life, brother? Sometimes. A lot of times. Yeah. I mean, I kind of have a pretty cool, amazing gig, and I get to meet tons of really cool and interesting people. What's not to love? I got a great family. I watch football and talk about it, and they pay me for it. I really can't complain. Blah, 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 blah. 123 watching. Let's show some love to Negler. Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, hit like. Hit subscribe. Let's see. One or two more. What we got? About the XFL, they have a zero-year out of high school rule. So many potential college prospects could opt for the XFL instead, especially if that means they get paid. Yeah, I think there's some validity to that, but I also think that they know where the competition is, and the route to getting an actual payday, a real kind of multi-year payday, is in the NFL still. So I don't doubt that there will be one or two kind of odd cases along the lines that you're talking about there, but I don't think it's going to become predominant or anything like that. Oh, I love it. All right, guys, I'm going to have to jump. Thank you so much. Please hit like, hit subscribe. If you like what we do, please consider giving us $5 a month on Patreon, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. I'll be back to playing Madden next week. Like I said, I had to take this week off because I'm in Indy without my Xbox, but I look forward to the next challenge. I'll be probably doing another chat either tonight or tomorrow. Be on the lookout for that. Hit like, hit subscribe. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good night.